On this episode of Retorting, we cover the ongoing issue of school uniforms. Zaya Nugent and Emery Redwine here to cover both sides of the arguments concerning school uniforms. Emery will be covering the supporting arguments, that's me.
Zaya will be covering the against arguments, that's me. Until 1994, school uniforms were not a widespread practice.
Many public schools in California had adopted the uniform, and from there, it became controversial nationwide. Crime rates dropped by 36% in the following year in the California schools.
However, does it suppress the students' rights to individuality and stunt growth into adulthood? We will start with the supporting arguments.
A popular reason against the uniform policy is that it does not allow students to express themselves and create their own identity among their peers. The opposing side will say that uniforms limit students' ability to express themselves. However, there are plenty of ways to spice up the old school uniform. Websites geared towards preteens and teenagers, such as Teen Vogue and Seventeen, show the options that kids have. If your school mandated school uniforms, you would find a way to stand out, right? From there, you would find an accessory that would be easily identifiable as you. The opposition says that school uniforms suppress individuality, yet they do the exact opposite. Bill Clinton, 42nd President of the United States, stated his support for school uniforms during his State of the Union address in 1996. He reinforced this idea on several occasions and even sent out a manual to 16,000 school districts on how to enforce uniforms. He said, "If it means teenagers will stop killing each other over designer jackets, then our public schools should be able to require their students to wear school uniforms." An enormous court case erupted, commonly known as Tinker v. Des Moines. The Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that schools could not infringe upon students' freedom of expression as long as the student choices were not disrupted and did not impinge upon the rights of others. We will take a short break before hearing the second supporting argument. There are numerous reasons why school uniforms would be beneficial to school districts, such as reduced crime rates, reduced bullying, a level playing field for all students, and teachers do not have to take class time to enforce a tedious dress code. Research by the School Wear Association found that 83% of teachers in an Oklahoma school district thought uniforms prevented bullying based on appearance and economic background. A second question on the survey was, what do you think the benefits will be of wearing uniforms? A certain response was, everybody will be wearing a standard set of clothes, so bullying people over what they wear will decrease. Uniform policies also save valuable class time because they are easier to enforce rather than a standard dress code. Doris Jo Murphy, an administrator at the University of North Texas, stated that enforcing a dress code took up way too much of his time. A recent survey of an English class showed that 92% believed dress code violations took up vital time in class. As stated before, Tinker v. Des Moines, the court case concerning dress codes, was very famous. The student that sparked this famous case had worn black armbands to protest America's involvement in the Vietnam War. And school uniform opponents used this decision to argue that students' choice of what to wear is protected by the First Amendment. However, the problem presented in that court case did not pertain to that of a uniform issue. You will now hear the opposing arguments.
Students should not wear uniforms because they take away a student's sense of individuality. Imagine this, 30 students sit in desks in a small classroom. Each student wears tan pants and a white shirt. They sit with their school books and papers in front of them. They all look exactly alike. Does this seem right? Of course not. We are all individuals. We are unique in many different ways. Teenagers are at an age where they're trying to establish their identity. Is it fair to prevent them from exploring self-expression by making them wear uniforms? By taking away a student's rights to choose what to wear, we also take away the opportunity to express oneself. Enforcing uniform policy takes away class time because students who are against it seems to break those rules, and stopping class takes away learning away from other students. Emma Jacobs speaks for students and says uniform doesn't help us learn because of how much class time it takes away from students. Uniforms are distractions. Teachers spend time and energy polishing uniforms when they could be teaching. They hand out detentions, ask girls to kneel on the floor to check the length of their skirts. In any case, there are better ways to introduce unity into schools. In the real world, communities are built on shared interests, not wearing identical kit. Uniforms may work for police officers, soldiers, but they do not belong in any schools.
We will now go on a short break before hearing the counterarguments. A common argument for the opposing side is that wearing uniforms will make for a hard transition into adulthood. However, most adult jobs require you to wear some sort of uniform. Naysayers say that since the children never had to pick up what they wore to school, they will not be able to do so during adulthood. As seen from the graph in the blog post, business casual is the uniform of adulthood. But 34% of jobs require a mandated uniform. There will always be requirements for what you wear to work, no matter what your career may be.
Expressing fashion thoughts through clothing is important for transitioning to adulthood. ProCon's website shows on the con side that students are limited with the ability to express themselves, which could cause the delay in adulthood. Teenagers need self-identification and expression to make themselves leap into adulthood, and by forcing them to wear school uniforms, they are limited with the ability to express themselves, which might delay their transition into adulthood. Study shows that the only benefits from wearing school uniforms would end once students leave middle school, and there was nothing to it for high school. Now that you've heard both sides of the argument, is wearing school uniforms worth the loss of students' individuality?
Wouldn't it be fair for all students to have even chances throughout high school? Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Is Uniforming School a Good or Bad Idea? Please leave any questions or comments you might have below.
Again, thank you all for listening. Bye now.